Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
My thumbs rub together because it's fat and it's hot. Am I busting the mic?
Yeah, talk to the mic. If you're going to talk shit, talk to the mic.
Too loud. Jesus Christ, man.
So I'm going to say I'm not stone cold sober. I've had a few beers.
He's had two.
Two and a half.
Lightweight.
But I got to pee.
Thanks. I'll hold down the mic while you're gone.
Can you do that?
Got any whipped cream?
Probably.
Fucking gross, man. Where's my cousin, dude? I need to have his ass here with me. Seriously, I miss that fucker, man.
Robbie's cousin. So that's kind of how we met, right?
Your cousin. Full on. He's called me first. He's like, hey, you got a car, truck? We have some problems.
You want to hear a funny story? Your cousin and I met at South when we were freshmen. We played on the football team together. And we didn't really know each other then, right? We both played football together, but we had a class. We had metal shop together. As freshman, metal shop was a freaking bone. I mean, I don't even know if you can find a school in town that has a metal shop now. It was a bonehead class. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of, you know, connected somehow in that class. I was like, oh, you play football, right? Yeah, we're on the team together, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Nevada and we're tight. They went to junior high together and stuff. Yeah. And Nevada was on the football team also. But and we kind of became, we were kind of buddies, kind of, you know, whatever. And. And I remember telling him stories about girls, but I'm going to try to stay vague, about girls and experience. And I just remember him trying to call bullshit on me. Like, that didn't really happen. I just remember thinking, oh, that really happened.
You know, I'm farting the whole time you're telling this story. I got gas so bad today, dude. I'm just letting little squeakers out. Sorry, folks.
I'm glad the fans
believe it. I am just hurting, dude. My gut's like squeakers.
I don't know. This is going to be the hardest one to edit so far.
Why, dude? Because there's a lot of shit to listen to.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of.
Well, we haven't been too bad. I mean,
just the.
We'll leave the farts in, man. That's not bad. That's a human condition, dude. I'm going to be able to relate with somebody. This could help somebody. Let them hear
you
it.
Might save their life. Yes. They have sleep apnea and farts. Is there a connection?
Dude, Dolly farts in her sleep all the time. Don't you, babe?
No, I don't.
Dutch oven.
Hey, true story. Before I got married, we were with Jimmy. Mm-hmm. He said, listen. He was all serious, right? He goes, listen. You know, when you get married, you're living together early on as two young people. One night you're going to be in bed, and here's what I want you to do.
Little nuggets of knowledge from your game.
So he said, "You're gonna build up a fart, and it's gonna come. Here's what I want you to do. You lay there on your back, stare at the ceiling for a little bit, and be kind of quiet about it." And just contemplate and then tell your wife, listen, if I spit at the ceiling right now, do you think I can make it stick on the ceiling? And I'm just going, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, no, listen, just ask her that. Yeah. And he goes, what do you think she's going to say? And I go, she's going to say, no way. And that's probably what she's going to say. And here's what you do. You go.
It got the fart at the same time.
And then what's she going to do? And I go, she's going to freaking pull the covers over her head to hide away from the spit. And that's when you let it rip.
Oh, God.
So here's how I knew my wife was a keeper.
Oh, God.
I did that. Mm-hmm. I did it just like he planned. Just solid same steps, be quiet, plan it out. And what did my wife do when I went... She didn't pull the cover over her head. She dodged to the left to watch.
She watched. Oh, my God.
It didn't work.
You know how I did it in front of Dolly first? I said, we've been together how long? Oh, a month or two. So it's okay just to go ahead and fart in front of you now, if you don't mind. It was the longest, loudest fart. I had that thing held for 3 months. I could smell Thanksgiving dinner, and it was August. Yeah.
No shit.
Things you learn when you're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used and to then go. She cut a fart, and I about fucking died.
She said, we're done.
Something about women's tooches and cooches and pooches and stinky boots.
Stinky boots.
I'm fucking, it hits that waft all the way out, man. Oh, yeah. I'm going to edit this, hopefully.
Hey, does how many pairs of shoes does Dolly have?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Well, she's got like a shitload that she don't even wear, dude. Yeah. She just has them in the house where I can trip on them.
So here I am as a guy. I'll have, you know, and I got a few pairs of shoes, but they're mostly like good shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy like the cheapy shit, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's a Nikes or, Adidas or whatever. But girls, they buy so many shoes. They buy a lot of the cheapy, at least in my experience. They buy like these cheapy, just I've got to wear them one time type of shoes, mm-hmm. but then they wear them, you know, more than that. When Tawny wears those cheap shoes, her feet stink so fucking bad.
Don't say that.
Dude, I'm not kidding you.
It's cold, man. Yeah.
It's something about that cheap.
It's pleather, dude.
Yeah, it's that cheap stuff, and then you get some sweat in it, and they just turn to shit.
What the hell are we talking about, dude?
We're just talking. This is what this whole podcast is about.
Okay.
I'm giving you life experience.
As you're saying that, I'm thinking how many pairs I have. I'm going, I got a pair of Vans, a pair of Vans, a pair of Vans. I got a pair of good, like, hiking work boots that I used to wear. I got Doc Martens with laces. I got slip-on Doc Martens. And I've got some ghetto slippers.
That's like...
The ones that Ice Cube wore in Boys in the Hood, those little corduroy ones. I got those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah. I guess. They're too big for my feet, though, because, you know, slippers are always too big, especially when you wear them out.
Yeah.
Those are my going out to the driveway to grab the newspaper shoes, because there's too many rocks on my feet.
Do you still get a newspaper?
Dolly does, every weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she likes to read it. And then she'll bitch about it when she's reading it. He's fucking...
Yeah.
She likes reading them, though. It gives her something to do.
The newspaper's terrible.
Yeah. Got to keep them in business, man. Shit. Somebody's got to buy it.
Fuck those people.
Our fucking paper guy sucks on ass. The guy's like 90 years old now. He's like 80? No.
He's like 85.
He's like a 40-year-old dude. He drives in a white fucking Accord or something. And a dickhead drives through my street. I've seen him one morning at 4 in the morning. I was outside pissing.
And you were outside pissing or he was outside pissing?
I was pissing on my rocks. I was just didn't breathe in because it was hot. So I want to go outside. The fucker drives by going about 60 miles an hour down my fucking street and throws it out the fucking door. It lands almost a foot from the gutter. Every morning it's down that far off the golf. It's not even up on my driveway. And then last week he throws it on my fucking grass and the sprinkler's just nailed it. There's no bag over it.
Yeah, of
course. Dolly's all, give me my fucking papers. You'll call him and they're like, I'll come out tomorrow and bring it. Give that guy a tip. I give that guy fucking shit. He sucks. What happened to the little punk ass kid
that on had a
little bicycle? You know, and you, hey, Mr. Wilson, niche. You know,
I remember back in the day, I was probably sixth or seventh grade, right around there. And that was when we could still have a kid could still have a newspaper out. And I wanted one so bad. And a buddy of mine had one. He was like, well, stay the night with me and we'll get up in the morning and you can help me with it. Mm-hmm. That friggin' sucked. I didn't get paid. He got paid.
You
got
to roll them all up and shit.
Oh, you got to do the whole thing.
This one of my friends had one like that. A guy would bring it out to him. One day they unwrapped the paper to open it and fucking shitload of fleas come popping out of it, dude.
What?
I guess the guy wrapped it up. His house is full of fleas, man. And they fucking got all over their house. We had to get a exterminator and shit.
Dude.
He's like looking at all these little black things flopping off.
Yeah.
God.
Now you could freaking end up with like bed bugs.
Yeah. Oh, we get bed bugs at work.
Really?
Yeah, we've had them like twice or three times, man. Somebody brings them in.
You can
in.
Take that shit home, too,
I
right?
know. Yeah, yeah. And we have to like clean all our computers off, mm-hmm. and then they bag them, and then they come in and spray.
That freaking, like, you know, traveling with work and stuff like that, paranoid. I'm paranoid about that.
Oh, well, there's a hotel over in Pismo, really nameless. We got them from that fucking place one time, yeah.
And it's expensive to get rid of them.
It's a nice place over there, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice enough.
Well, you can get it anywhere, right? So I mean, it's
they gave us a free room, but... Yeah,
a free room infested with fucking.
I mean, waking up with welts on your body. What the fuck, man? It's like we found them on the bed. They have little white specks on them.
Yeah,
damn.
I mean, I think it's. I mean, growing up, like you think about lice and stuff like that, you associate it with dirtiness or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's not.
It's right? just everybody.
It just
man.
Happens.
Yeah. yeah.
But it just
they got to eat too, man. Don't be. You know.
They got to eat too. All right, yeah. I got to pee.
All right, well, pause it.
You gonna pause it? Or you gonna talk?
I'll talk. I'll make you edit every minute of this piss. Sean's going to go squat. So he left me alone with the microphone. Good times. A lot of stories. Can't believe I have such a good memory. And you start thinking about it, you get in a zone, you're just like reliving it. It's crazy. It's like, God, I'm surprised we didn't die when we were that young doing that stuff. When it turned legal enough to drink, because we were all underage. So when it turned legal, I just didn't want to do it anymore. I actually gave up pretty much drinking. I don't drink that much anymore. So now it's like I have one or two and I'm feeling pretty good. But you just, your body changes, man. You get old and you start raising little varmints of your own. You start changing your point of view. It's just kind of a trip. Kind of flipped the script on us here. But the memories are always good, I guess. You just hope your own kids don't do the shit we did, you know? So I can hear them tinkling in there. So yeah, 110 the rest of the week next week. So it's going to be nice and warm for us here in Baco. That's why they call it Baco, because you bake your ass off here. Can't wait for winter. I'm a winter person because I love cold. You can always cover up when you're cold. You can never uncover being hot. Yeah, here he comes. No, I'm good, man. Did you wash your hands? I don't think you did. I didn't hear any water. That isn't water, dude. So I actually filled your whole piss time, so that's good. It's after 11. What time did I come over, dude? 7? We've been starting.
7:30.
We've been going almost 4 hours.
That's what she said.
No, my wife has never said that, dude. You going almost 4 minutes?
almost four minutes.
You're sustaining.
Yeah. There's an ointment for that, right?
There was a time long ago. Mm-hmm. That time has passed.
Not today.
Not today.
Just hurry up and get it over with.
She's like,
how much we gotta edit?
She's all, what'd she say? I forgot my own stupid joke.
It must have been really profound.
Yeah, it was really profound. If everyone forgot it, I just made it up to you. She's like, get off. I'm trying. Get off. No, really, get off. You're heavy.
I'm trying. Jesus. Give me 30 more seconds. Oh, my gosh.
She's got a bag of chips in one hand and a remote in the other at the same time.
Hey, so we talked about lengthwise a couple times.
Yeah.
Have you been, I mean, we talked about Timbler.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had their beer?
No, I've never been there yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm.
Freaking, so the place itself, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's a good size building. I saw Jim Brewer there.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Very entertaining. Brewery itself, I mean, it's a pretty good sized place, and it's kind of set up cool. When you walk in, they have like, still fucking farting, that was on record.
You just talked through the whole thing of it. It was like 6 seconds. Dude, I had chili today, dude. Okay, I don't got gas.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know, they got it set up so like they have like game, like board games and shit for the kids to play. So they kind of have a setup, you know, and the food's decent. The beer is getting better, I think.
Yeah, I heard that they got to get some more life on that beer to kind of improve it a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's getting better. So there's another place in town, Dionysus. Have you heard of it?
You were telling me about it. That's a place where you go in and it's got it like on tap. You can pick your own tap.
No. That's the, Dionysus is a brewery. They actually make their own beer. That they don't do any food or anything. It's just all they do is beer so far. And it's like district and like.
It's like down by my work. I don't even know about it.
It's like the eastern end of district.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, district.
Across Pacheco on the other end.
No. Pacheco's a parallel.
No, I'm thinking Pacheco. It's across Stein. On the other side of Stein.
Yeah. So basically dead ends, right, to the east. It's over there somewhere, I think. And I haven't made it there yet. But they have a lot of really cool sounding beers. I mean, just I follow them on Instagram and stuff, and they do some, they're doing some cool stuff. It sounds like, just haven't had a chance to get over there.
Yeah.
Have you been to the new Lengthwise location?
I haven't been there yet. Coworkers have, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Dude, when I leave work, man, I drive right by it every day. I just want to get home.
It's too far for me. I don't go on that side of town very often.
Well, the one over here is great. Small, I love it. Perfect. And we got that firehouse going in.
Looking forward to that. That'll be a nice place to bounce between the two.
Bowling alley and all.
Are they putting that in there?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That place is huge, man. Have you seen the framework on that thing?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be really nice. Because the firehouse on the other side of town is really cool. I mean, it's not like great food or anything, but it's just it's a cool environment.
That's where we had my party you didn't get to go to. That year. Remember Jeff went?
40?
It was my 40th, yeah. Because I was supposedly having surgery. Yeah, you were gone fishing, weren't you?
We're out of town for something. Yeah.
Jeff was there, though. Him and Cindy were there. Had all my coworkers. It was cool. Some classmates.
Yeah, I would have liked to
work with that. Dolly did good. Dolly's good about surprise parties.
Yeah, she surprised me because I didn't have. I had already had plans. I couldn't make it because I would have liked to have been there. I should have been there.
It was all right.
It was all right.
It's all right. I got, by the time I got there, all the apps were all eaten and shit. And no, I took so much food home that night. We were playing drunk pool. It was fun.
Were you upstairs?
No, we were downstairs. They kind of they were overbooked and had us in the back room, and then had another party coming in after it. So they were kind of like, "Get out!"
Yep. Have you been up to upstairs? Mm. They have probably four pool tables.
Oh, really?
And then they'll cover them up with like a tabletop thing, and you can so some of them will be pool tables, some of them will be you can eat on them or whatever. So it's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not real big up there, but it's a good size. Mm-hmm. You know. Good stuff.
They always have the fights there, too. When they have boxing matches or UFC, they'll have them in there.
They have...
They'll out the room in the back.
They have a sports book or something there, don't they? Like a horse betting or something.
Yeah.
Haven't been there for that. That's kind of neat.
By the way, I was such a bad influence on your brother. That night he was at that party, he got me hooked on that fucking what's it called? The cinnamon one, what's it called? God damn it. It's right here.
Fireball?
Fireball, yeah. Want another shot?
I have some. You want some?
No. Just buy the bottle, fucker. Yeah, dude. Thanks, Jeff.
Funny story about Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 6 or 8 months or so, in my neighborhood here, the little mini Fireball bottle
mm-hmm.
and the one a little bit bigger than that. So you have like the travel bottle, like the one for an airplane,
mm-hmm.
and the one just a little bit bigger than that, about the size, a little bit bigger than like a beer.
It's like a half pint.
I find them in my neighborhood on the street. So somebody in the neighborhood is a freaking fan of Fireball.
Jesus.
And they drink their little, I saw one today, actually. Every so often.
Leave them in the middle of the street or what?
Yeah, you just run over them. They're just crushed. And then I recognize the bottle.
It's probably your paper guy walking, coming on his bike.
Probably one of my kids.
Oh, Jesus.
My kids don't do that.
But see, at our age, dude, Fireball has a different story, different meaning.
What is it?
Fireball?
Yeah.
Usually involves something with pinchers. Crabs. Oh, the full-on flaky Famunda fun bag.
You gotta get the special comb.
The three Fs. Full-on flaky fun bag.
You gotta get the special comb and the special little ointment.
Yeah. What was this movie I saw back in the day called The Greatest, or what was it, The Last American Virgin? And these guys are like 18 trying to get laid. The guy ended up with a hooker, got crabs, and they were standing in the pool for 4 hours thinking they could drown him. And like, this fucking thing's bullshit. It's still itching. So they go to the pharmacist and they're like in line. You know, the old pharmacist, you go in and get the ointment. And there's like a family with kids and like a mom next to him.
You gotta
him.
Ask for this shit.
He's like, how much is this cream? And he's like, what? And this pharmacist is like, what? How much is this cream? Helen, how much is the cream for the crabs? He's like, forget it.
Forget I'm leaving.
You gotta check that movie out. That's a classic movie.
That's so funny.
It was so old. REO Speedwagon was the soundtrack on the fucking movie, okay? You know who they are, don't you? You know, you're around shit. Seen them on Time Life commercials. We are the
80s. We are the 70s.
You buy this box set now and get free shipping for the Greatest American Virgin.
Who's in that movie, anybody?
A bunch of no names, man. But it was just funny as shit.
Yeah.
This is some stupid movies to watch.
The beauty of the internet, you can watch so much of that stuff.
I know, now that you can find it.
Yeah.
Those were the days when you had the HBO box. Remember the old name, the dial box? And you'd have the Playboy channel going, but it was all squiggly. And it would like freeze for a second. You'd see like a titty in the corner. And you're like, look, a tit. But you could hear the full on volume, remember? It was descrambled. It was scrambled. Yeah, yeah, but you could still fucking get your nut if you needed it. It's like you walk, your mom walks in, it's all, what are you watching? I'm watching Gremlins. Get out of here.
You know who captured that was the movie American Pie.
Yeah.
He did that same thing.
Yeah. But they're talls. Stoned Age.
So if you're looking for a goofy, low budget, no name flick, there's a little movie.
Frankie Valli was in that movie. He was the guy across the street.
Frankie Valli was in that movie. He didn't have a big part in the movie. No. His name had a big part, but he didn't. He only had a very small part. There's another guy that was in the movie, and he died a couple of years ago. He was the clerk at the convenience store when they went to buy some booze for the girls.
Oh, really?
Get Your Groove On. I can't remember what that was his name, but he died not too long ago.
Oh, really?
But the movie's called Stoned Age. We were introduced by that to that movie by Mr. Powers.
Yeah.
And it's, I watched it not too long ago.
Big actually. Blue Oyster Cult fan. It's all based around that laser. This dude hit this guy in the face with his laser at the concert, and he's just like,
blew his mind,
dude.
Yeah. But it's based kind of like in the 70s, like late 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And they're just all about getting stoned and getting drunk and trying to get laid.
Wasn't there a scene where he had like a frozen burrito in his car and his friend ate it? And he's like, it's been in this car for like 2 weeks. He's like, that's why it tastes funny or some shit. Yeah, yeah. We had the whole thing memorized at one time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to make me hork.
As far as talking about memorizing movie, I acted out the whole movie Bachelor Party with you and Tawny that one night. Remember that guy? Remember that dude? He's like, but I'm killing myself. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks? I acted out every part of that movie, the whole movie, dude. Uh-huh. It was classic.
That's a great movie.
That was one of my other banner nights of being hammed.
So what's the future?
Who knows, man?
When I originally planned this podcast, the original conception.
The Immaculate Conception.
No, it wasn't immaculate, but...
No, it wasn't.
It was actually this. It was you and I.
Yeah. Like, well, this is what should have happened 3 weeks ago, but you had that party we had to go to, which is fun.
Actually, before it was a podcast, in my mind's eye, it was you and I doing a radio show years ago in my mind.
No shit.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, that didn't happen. And then as this podcast thing started to come about, it was, can I just sit there and do it by myself? No. Mm. It's really tough for us to hook up.
Well,
have a schedule of some sort.
I got my schedules open now every weekend.
Yeah.
So
that's helped a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I got to get some vented headphones or something because these things are cooking ears.
At least my head's losing weight. Like shrinking my head like fucking Beetlejuice. Just throw your freaking. I just have a wealth of knowledge, people.
Obscure reference.
I'm just dropping hammers left and right, dude. They're coming out with Beetlejuice too, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Michael Keaton going to be in it?
They're still dead, but yeah. Yeah,
he's still dead.
He's back in it. Winona Ryder's in it. I guess she stole all the costumes or something. I mean, she's a thief, man.
But, one time
at band camp. You all right, dude? I thought you were going to puke. Jesus. I was getting scared. I had to get the wicker basket. The wicker trash can.
That was another American Pie reference there. Band camp.
Yeah. All I do is watch movies, people. I have no life, okay? 43 years. God, I'm dyslexic. I'm my own age. I'm not drunk, guys.
Are you sure?
How many people are going to hear this? Family? They're going to be like, that dude Rob's a fucking idiot. Sean hung out with that guy for how long?
They know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they know me. Yeah. Sorry, somebody had to play with him, Frankie. Shit. You let him out with his leash. I had to take him out and have fun.
What are we going to do with this podcast to make it big?
I don't know. Invite this guy?
The iPhone?
Yeah, the iPhone. That picture you sent me. That make it big? That make it very big? Invite this guy, please. Find out who that is.
You get that on freaking speed dial.
It's a cross between Michael Clark Duncan, who's dead, and Chug Knight. What was that? The Green Mile? Got some cornbread. Fuck me, dude. He has his own cellmate. Sean sent me a picture of this dude.
I sent you a message.
This fucking thing. This guy is like a huge fucker, and he's got this schlong. He's butt naked on a bed, dude, and it's actually touching the floor. He's sitting on the edge of the bed. I mean, this is almost converting me right here, dude. I mean, Jesus. And I mean, he looks like Suge Knight and Michael Clark Duncan had a baby. And damn.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to keep this for the wife. Yeah. Give me the mouse.
The Green Mile.
It's all stinging in my head.
I don't know how much this is going to stay on.
No. Well, nobody can see the picture, so I guess that can stay.
No, I'm posting the picture on the blog.
Jesus. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
God. So, yeah, I don't know how to make it bigger. Sean, you tell me. advertise it. I used to do advertising, but the advertising I did don't exist no more. Nobody's going to thumb through a phone book to find a podcast. You make up signs, put them around town. I don't know. But how many people do you want to listen to this? Everybody?
I think the word of mouth thing is important, but I do want it to grow. I want people to enjoy the nature of a couple guys bullshitting and joking around and telling old stories. And then, of course, the family time stuff of it. The family hearing about you growing up in Santa Maria and or, you know, and moving into your haunted house and the Christmas tree lane.
And then we moved off a street called Snow Road. I was like, oh, we going to stay with a winter theme here or what? You know, we're Santa Claus. And then I lived on a street called Creemore. Like a Creemore? No, Creemore. So it's off Snow Road. That's the street where cats get killed. That's where the nine lives go away. I had about five families.
Do tell.
This is back in the day, Snow Road. We were out in the sticks. There was probably two houses out there. So you'd see one car drive by like every hour. Now it's like Grand Central over there. Mm-hmm. But you'd see a family cat, it'd get run over all the time. They're going, because they're going to the orchard to get mice and stuff.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because cats are evil.
Anyways, so yeah, I lost like six cats within about 5 year span there, dude.
No kidding?
Yeah. One day I was on the way to school in my school bus. I saw my cat laid out. I was like, oh. Yeah, good times.
Change your life.
Yeah, change my life for the better.
Made you tough.
No, not that. Anyways.
But then when you went from Snow Road to Rosedale area?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Well, yeah, Dead Rose. It's over right behind Green Acre School over there.
Mm-hmm.
The little football field backed right up against our property.
Because that's where I met you, right? When you were living there.
Yeah, no. No, because I just moved from the other house. Remember when I used to come around the corner with my stereo booming and my wire would come off the battery? We'd get out and put it on. Remember I'd go through cruise the old neighborhood? Mm-hmm. So I just moved from there. Because I just got my license when we moved.
Yeah. I remember.
I had a Q94 sticker on my window. Remember that station?
Barely.
Q94. KKXX 108.
I remember who rode their bicycles from my house in Southwest Bakersfield all the way up to Christmas Tree Lane to see some girl.
It wasn't me. I rode a bike. Who had a bike? Well, you rode it, didn't he?
Yeah, but did I ride up there with him?
On a bike from your house all the way up to Christmas Tree Lane?
Yeah, it was like a fucking long ass ride.
To go see a freaking chick?
It was some girl you had the hots for or knew. Maybe you didn't have hots for her, but you knew her.
Up there?
I think so.
You sure it was me?
It was some girl you knew from back in the day, right? From the old neighborhood or kind of a thing. And then I want to say girl was trying to hook up with her or something.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude, because I didn't have any chicks when I lived up there because I was young. I was stupid.
Well, it was like a friend of yours.
Really? From
childhood. I think it was up there. Maybe it was Snow Road.
Damn. Could have been. I don't remember.
Memory's slipping.
I know. I've had drinks since then.
I just remember some long-ass bicycle.
Well, ride. That's even farther if you went to Snow Road, man. I don't know.
We got to get your cousin over here.
Yeah, he'd remember.
Did you know Linda Carter is 65 years old?
Wonder Woman? Mm-hmm. Let's still do her.
You would, look.
She still looks good. Modern, yeah. Good doctor.
She won't talk about Wonder Woman, though.
Dude, you know who looks fucking jacked up now? You seen Renee Zellweger?
Dude.
Have you seen how she looks? Don't even look like her now.
Freaking plastic surgery was not good for her.
Oh, dude. It's like between that and the Tara Reid tit got the scar showing. Remember that?
Yeah.
You could edit. No, don't leave it in here. I can hear it. But yeah, dude. You got all that money. You're going to go get your... Well, look at Michael, though. He had all the money in the world. And look what he ended up with.
Who?
Michael. Hee-hee. His fucking detachable Velcro nose.
He's dead.
What the hell was that?
It was Hillary.
No politics in the podcast, please.
Interesting.
Is Taco Bell still open? I can add to my chili fire.
Chili fire bungle.
I miss eating nachos and stuff. I can't do none of that no more.
You ever Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
Tell me about Beavis and Butthead.
What the fuck? What are you acting like, dude?
What?
That dude on the actor studio that got the blue cards?
What's that guy's name?
Oh, what the hell? I forgot. He's like, you once watched Beavis and Butthead.
Tell me.
Yes, I did, sir. Thank you. Tell me about it.
Tell me about Beavis and Butthead.
And who did that? Will Ferrell did the best impersonation of him, dude.
Maybe that's right.
Yeah. So what? If you had a swear word, what's your favorite swear word? You know what Tom Hanks's was?
Fuck.
Cocksucker.
Was it?
Yes. I got to fix my microphone.
Did you know that's like a school there where they teach actors, and Bradley Cooper was one of the students when you're asking, I think it was Tom Cruise was there. He was one of the ones that had a question in the audience.
All this is going to be bad audio.
Yeah, and then he came back and was actually the guest on that show at that same school. That was pretty trippy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think you made that up.
No, I saw it.
Did you make that up?
No, I saw that when I used to watch it.
Sounds like a giant coming.
A giant BM coming, echoing through the bowels.
I'm adjusting my microphone.
That's not what he's adjusting. Get it right. So what about Beavis and Butthead? One of them had his face turned sideways. What do you want me to do? Act like what? One of them? Remember, was a Beavis never turned his head? Always had it sideways?
Maybe both of them.
There was only one of them that they had the actual face front ways, because his face was always sideways.
Do you remember tattooing Beavis's face on somebody's arm?
Shut up, Beavis. I'll kick your ass. I'm going to edit this because we're douches.
You're a douche.
No. That was actually the first time I saw Korn was on that show. They had them. When they managed to come on, they'd like a band, they'd be like, yeah, Korn, and they're like headbanging. And that was the same one that Tool Sober came on. Remember?
Yep.
And he remember it was like the claymation dudes, and the dude was like moving his arm real fast, and Buddy goes, if I could move my arm like that, I'd never go out on Saturday night. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
God. We love that show.
Yeah, Mr. McVickers. We only went to school because it's Taco Day, dude.
What was the teacher's name that was hippie?
I don't remember, dude. They went to Highland High School. That was what was funny about it.
Mm-hmm. Where did some of the guys from Korn go?
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it? Whatever.
Jesus.
Fucking stupid.
Beavis and Butthead.
Who was the friend they'd pick on that had the winger shirt? Remember? Stuart? Wasn't it Stuart?
Was it?
Stuart.
I don't know.
Shut up, Stuart.
DJ.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people. You're the DJ with your wooden sticks, your wooden records.
What'd you guys used to call me?
I don't remember. That's one I don't remember. DJ Humps a Lot? I don't know.
Oh, it's a different title.
Sir Jerks a Lot?
Dashboard.
There you go.
Whoa, lightning. This looks like it might rock.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's all right, you know. I guess it sounds kind of cool.
You know what might make it different? It's like, you know, if you were really dizzy when you're watching it.
Yeah. If you're all still like dizzy in the head and you're watching this.
Yeah. Want me to strike you?
No, I know how to make myself dizzy. Check it out. I learned this one time. Check this out.
He's blowing on his finger.
I think that the problem with this video is that it is highly derivative of many popular bands within the genre. Although when viewed on its own merits, it does have a decent Beba? Groove. However, what it has in groove, it lacks in originality.
What can't help but
be reminded of such bands as Pearl Jam, White Zombie, Suicidal Tendencies, and other bands that bear the mantle of so-called alternative rock. What is even reminded of Laurie Anderson when she wore curlers? This video speaks less to the heart and more to the sphincter. In clothing, I think Korn would do well to learn more from...
Jesus Christ.
A little taste of Beavis and Butthead watching.
Circa 1993.
At least. I love the internet.
God, just on demand, right?
It's like the end of us and the...
At the fingers of touch.
What?
At your fingertips. Dude, my hand just went numb. Maybe it's a jerk off. It's like a stranger doing it.
Don't sit on it.
I didn't. My hand really seriously just went numb, dude. Like I'm having carpal tunnel.
Maybe you have a stroke.
No. My face hasn't drooped yet.
Yeah.
There you go.
If I could move my arm that fast, I'd never leave the house.
That's what he said. Yeah. Rob with his photographic memory, right?
Pornographic memory. Fucking shit in your pants again.
What, dude? Just, dude, I've been here so long, your fucking beard is getting longer.
Can you grow one?
You think someone's actually going to sit and listen to this whole fucking thing?
No, there's going to be a lot of editing. This is probably a two-parter. Well,
don't cut too much out.
This is probably a two-parter.
Make you famous. Famous. Get me out of my job, Sean, please. Win the lottery. I married a Mexican. Come on. Sorry, Dolly. Got to play it.
I don't get it.
I spent $80 on that fucking Powerball that year. That they had, it was like a couple max back when it was like fucking billion dollars, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $80.
I didn't spend that much. I spent, I don't know, probably. And the
dickhead who won was already a millionaire, billionaire. He owns like 50 rehab facility hospitals. Mm-hmm. He gave the money to all his workers, like spread it all out between all of them.
No shit. Yeah.
Nice guy, but what a fucking dick.
Did they all quit after that?
I don't know.
Rob's ears are burning up.
My ears are sweaty like my butt. You're going to edit that too.
No, that's tainting.
Tainted? That's sweaty. You're going to have to cut this shit. This is all your beer cans, man? You got your little pyramid going over here? What?
We're in the movie 16 Candles and they...
Oh, yeah. Just thinking that, dude.
When they lean against the table with all the beer cans.
And then he blames it on the other guy. That was John Cusack, too.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? I can't do anything with you guys anymore. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
His sister's in that too. She's the one that had the brace, the fucking brace thing. And the dress, she'd dry her mouth off. She's hitting the water fountain. God, what do I remember all that shit?
Great movie. I've seen it probably 20 times since it came out. You know what I mean? Like since after it was already old.
Yeah. Well, it was cool one year. I actually got into all that fucking Breakfast Club and shit. And I bought her the whole series of all those movies and we watched them together.
John Hughes movies.
Yeah, dude, it was cool. The only best one I didn't show was Weird Science. That was my little favorite.
I love that movie.
What you doing, man? Remember your stewed butt wad?
Stewed
butt wad. For God's sakes, would you cover yourself? Was that Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
He's all got the egg smash. Make yourself one.
Didn't he become president in some movie?
Yeah. No, it was Bill Pullman.
Oh, Pullman.
You're thinking about Independence Day.
Paxton was
the idiot that was
on Spaceballs, wasn't he?
No, that's Bill Pullman too. He was in Aliens, the one with that army, and he's all fucking crazy. He's like all scared. No way, man. I ain't going out there with those things crawling around. God, I'm an idiot. I know all these fucking movies, dude. What's wrong with me?
You're a product of your environment.
I could be a radio DJ. I could do sports. I could do movies. I'm just like a wealth of freaking useless knowledge, man. I know shit about absolutely nothing.
3 hours, dude.
But you got me, fucker.
This might be three episodes.
We still got a lot more we could talk about, but I need to get home to my honey. Hear me, Hatter. What the fuck was that?
You're talking like me now.
I sound like Dan Aykroyd in that movie where he was like the reverend.
Right back in movies.
The one where he arrested Chevy chasing him. Remember? He's like the reverend. He had like the fake nose. Had John Candy.
What the fuck was Nothing that movie?
But trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Had Demi Moore.
It was a terrible movie.
It was cool because he'd arrest anybody in there and he'd like kill them. And he's like, yeah, go to Shire or whatever.
That was a terrible movie.
They had Digital Underground in there. Remember they arrested him? Yeah. And then Tupac Shakur was there before he was Tupac. He was actually in the band with him.
All these people in it. But it was a terrible movie, right?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
But every time it's on, I watch it. It's stupid.
Jeez.
You've got that BMW. Act like it. Stupid me, dude. But I've told Dolly for years, I want to sit down and I want to get the whole box set of all the Mel Brooks movies, man, from day one till now.
I work with the lady that has it.
Jesus.
I don't know if it has everything, but she says it's got pretty much
everything. I've got Blazing Saddles. I've got History of the World. It's probably my favorite one. But like Young Frankenstein in those movies are classics, man. Jesus. The one-liners in those movies.
Young Frankenstein is amazing.
Yeah.
Frau Blücher.
And they said that horse that would, every time they said that was actually, because it means horse glue or something. It was like in German, it was a real word, yeah. And they'd scare the horse. Yeah. I was like, whatever you do not lock this door. I don't care how bad I'm screaming. And he goes in there and he's like, open this goddamn door. Mommy.
Yeah. What's his name? Just died a couple years ago.
The
Frankenstein character, right?
What the fuck are you talking about? I forgot his name. He was in Raymond.
Raymond, yeah. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, hell, what was his name? Peter Boyle.
Yeah, Peter Boyle.
If you remember in that movie, Gene Hackman had a cameo. He was the blind guy when he went into the house with him and he gave him the soup and spilled it all over him. And he gives him the cigar.
That's right.
He gives him the fucking cigar. He lights his thumb on fire.
That's right.
He's like, cigars. He's all blind, right? And he's spilling all his soup on him. And he leaves. Right. Where are you going? I was going to put on, what do you say, a cappuccino or some shit.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks is that guy. I was listening to a podcast with Rob Reiner, and he was talking about his dad, Carl.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks are very, very good friends.
Yeah.
And they're both, you know, 90, almost 90 or whatever. Yeah. And those two guys just hang out with each other and just talk shit. As you know, I mean, just two freaking comedy geniuses.
Like, imagine shit. Gary Marshall just died.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of classic shows, man. Happy Days. All those movies. And he was in, what, Laverne's brother? Is that coming off?
Yeah, I think you're unthreading there.
Threaded.
That is Penny Marshall's brother or dad?
Brother.
Yeah.
There we go. That's probably why it's so clicky. There we go.
Yeah, he made a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, think about
it. Dude, we're going to start seeing that shit, man. See, I mean, all the musicians we've lost this year.
Yeah, the people that influenced our
generation.
Well, yeah, influenced our sense of humor, really, right? I mean, they kind of helped develop our comedy in our minds.
Do you know all the ones that we lost this year? You know, the one that really kind of affected me the most was freaking Prince, man. I don't know why.
Because you still thought he was young.
Well, that it just the dude was brilliant. I mean, you may not like that type of music, but he could play fucking guitar like a going out of style, dude. It's just, I don't know. It was just weird. Make sure you photo crop my chin there, dude. Well, I guess you can't see it anyways. Looks like I'm picking my nose, man. Really?
I'm taking pictures during the podcast here for posterity. And Rob won't.
You want me to smile?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I'll give you my pose. Strike a pose.
So back to your original.
Anyways.
Prince was hard to deal with.
I mean, David Bowie, obviously.
Hard to deal with Prince was the drugs.
Yeah.
The fact that that was a factor. You know, maybe because he was. I mean, obviously he was eccentric, but he seemed like a guy that always had his shit squared away.
Dude died in his own elevator. You know, and all the shit he did in his life, that's how he went out?
Yeah.
Cop out, dude. I don't know.
It seemed like he always had his shit together, and it wouldn't that wouldn't have been a factor. You know, like Michael Jackson, yeah, I get it. Bowie didn't die of drugs, but.
Yeah.
But. I could have seen it.
Did you see any of the tributes to him on YouTube? Did you watch any of that shit?
Of Prince or
Bowie? Yeah, for Prince.
No.
You remember when Purple Rain, they had that club he played in Minnesota? That was like his club. That was like, you made it to that club, you were big. Corey Taylor had a fucking acoustic show that night that he died. Corey Taylor, the singer for Slipknot.
Okay.
He went out on tour with an acoustic guitar. And he had a fucking show on that stage, and he came out and they turned the lights purple, and he sang Purple Rain acoustic to the crowd that he actually was in the club for. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, he did a good job on it. And the crowd's like, you know.
Have you heard the Disturbed version of
Sound of Silence?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I'm not a Disturbed fan. I've always hated those guys.
Have you?
Just because of the lead singer, I just don't like him. But that version of that song is pretty freaking good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And his kind of control of his voice was really good.
Yeah, dude's kind of cocky. You ever heard him talk to his fans?
No, I haven't, but I've gotten a taste of that.
Did you hear how he did to the girl that was texting at a show? It's on YouTube. You need to see that, dude. He's in a Fox Arena, like a stadium, it's a little smaller than that even. This chick's in the front row on the top deck, and he's singing, and he's like he stops the show and like points this chick out. Dude, what are you doing texting while I'm singing?
He
goes off on her, dude. And he's like just giving her the riot act, man. And the guy that's filming is like right next to the girl. He's like, this girl's right next to me. The boyfriend's got his face down. And she becomes embarrassed, right? She flips him off. He goes, fuck me. No, fuck you. I'm up here working. You need to pay attention. What are you doing texting? Just went off on this chick. Yeah, you got to pull it up. It's pretty crazy shit, man.
What an asshole.
You should see it. It's like made big, a lot of views on that. And then he played the song again, the next song. And he's like staring at her the whole time. It was crazy, man.
No kidding.
What gives you the right to buy a ticket to one of our shows and just sit here and text? And Corey Taylor, I guess, last week knocked a phone out of a dude's hand for texting in the front row. It's like, dude, you don't pay fucking show watches, you know? They just ban the phones in. You don't want them filming. You know what I mean? I mean, back in the day, we used to watch concerts, not hold our phones up and try to get a good picture the whole time. It's no point of paying the damn show just so you can be on YouTube, you know? We saw Vanilla Ice.
I'm going to pause.
Yeah.
We're back live.
Robbie's getting sleepy.
Dude, I'm going to yank this mic down and fart right into it.
You can have it then. You can have the mic.
Hey, Dolly, I just got a brand new microphone. I just sharted. I got to go.
That's probably a good way to end the end the conversation.
It's gonna be a slippery drive home.
So thanks to Robbie for sitting on the podcast, and Brandon Holdsworth for calling in.
I have Mr. Sweaty Balls next time.
Thanks for listening, and we'll check back with you soon.
Peace. Tonight you're gonna